I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
With NASA turning 60 this week, Professor Andrew Coates of University College London has been talking to me, Sam Brown, about what NASA are looking for now, out there in the vastness of space.
Well, they've been looking, of course, for some time and using things like the Hubble Space Telescope, which, of course, has been the mainstay of telescopes in space for some time. What they hope to do really is to look for the beginnings of the universe. So the universe started about 13.6 billion years ago, something like that, but really is looking at the processes which were involved in the formation of the universe and trying to push that back and understand more about when matter became matter. But putting the frontiers to see further back is what's going to be done with the next step, which is the James Webb Space Telescope. So this will be launched in a couple of years' time. We'll sort of take over from Hubble, really, as being one of the large instruments associated with astrophysics, you know, with looking back to the beginnings of time. As well as that, it will be possible to look at a number of other things. You know, with a telescope like that, one can look at closer objects and we'll also be able to look at extrasolar planets.
Slightly closer to home, do you know what plans NASA have to explore the rest of our solar system in more detail?
We've just come out of the Cassini mission. So the Cassini mission has been exploring Saturn for several years. And just last year, actually, the Cassini mission came to a fiery end in Saturn's atmosphere.
An intended fiery end, I expect.
Yes, actually, it was intended, yes. In fact, the idea was to avoid objects which Cassini had itself discovered, which were particularly interesting. So Enceladus with plumes of water coming out of it from a subsurface ocean. We had no idea before the Cassini mission went there. And also Titan with some very complex prebiotic chemistry going on. And further exploration of the Saturn system is going to be very exciting. But before that happens, Mars is really a fascinating target.
So what's happening on Mars now?
So currently, there are some rovers which are still working there, so the Opportunity rover and the Spirit rover. Those have been looking at water on Mars and habitability and finding out that Mars is quite habitable. And then NASA also have the Mars 2020 rover going at the same time. Mars is going to be quite busy in 2020. So the Mars 2020 mission will gather up samples for a potential mission to actually bring samples back to Earth. So if we don't discover life on Mars in situ with missions like the ExoMars rover, there will be the chance of actually bringing samples back later and using much more complicated labs on Earth to analyse the samples, knowing where they come from.
The idea of humans going to Mars has captured public interest lately, so I asked Professor Coates what he thought about the possibility of manned exploration of the red planet.
We owe it to Mars, or we owe it to ourselves, to be able to answer the question of is there or was there life on Mars before we actually take people and the contamination associated with people. So I think there is a ethical and scientific issue of sending people at the moment. I don't think it's time to do that yet. To explore the rest of the solar system, the missions that we've talked about actually are real missions of exploration, of actually sort of the robotic missions which are making trailblazing discoveries there. But with people, eventually, the idea might be to go to Mars. And one of the ways to expedite that is to involve commercial organisations in that. So there are things like SpaceX and Boeing which are working towards that.
NASA also do quite a lot of work looking back at the Earth itself, though.
The International Space Station has really brought the international community together, not only NASA, but also Russia and the European Space Agency and the Japanese Space Agency working together with hardware and space. So having a global picture and being able to revisit parts of the Earth frequently is something which is important in terms of space measurements, which have confirmed really the early ground-based measurements about global warming. And things like weather forecasting are made much easier by getting the global view. So NASA, of course, have played a very important role in that, as have other agencies.
And finally, we sometimes get asked why we're spending money on things that don't have a definitive purpose and don't have a definite research outcome, a useful outcome to us in everyday life. What would you say to people who question why we're still looking into things out in the far reaches of space?
Well, it is expensive, of course, to launch anything into space. The launcher itself is expensive. The satellites are expensive as well. We use space for a number of different things, but that's not really what space science is about. We're about exploration. We're trying to understand our solar system and our universe and our place in the universe. And I think in order to do that, we need to understand more about the other planets and the astrophysical processes going on in other regions. With that, we get a better impression of what our place in the universe is. And I think, you know, for exploration terms, that's the reason we're doing it.
That was Professor Andrew Coates from University College London speaking to me, Sam Brown, about NASA's current and upcoming missions.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.